When I first started thumbing through a field guide of North American birds in 1974, the sheer variety of birds astounded me. Of the whole wonderful gallery, perhaps most of all, I yearned to see a magpie, or rather, two magpies. The black-billed magpie ranged throughout almost all the western United States, even into Minnesota. That bird seemed exotic and wonderful. But even cooler was the yellow-billed magpie. For some reason, this species evolved and lives only in the Central Valley of California, where it inspired the creation of Heckel and Jekyll. If the black-billed magpie looks elegant with its iridescent blue-green blackish feathers and its velvety black face and bill, the bright yellow bill and squiggle under the eye of its close relative gives it a funky coolness that I yearned to see. I saw my first black-billed magpie in 1979 and have seen dozens and dozens since then, but it wasn't until July of 1996 that I finally found myself within the range of the yellow-billed magpie when our family took a vacation to California. Several of my friends who bird in California recommended one county park not far from Santa Barbara, and so that's where I dragged my family. It was supposed to be beautiful, with a lovely waterfall and lots of lush hiking trails, and I'm sure it's usually that way, but not in 1996, when a drought had dried up the falls and turned most of the vegetation sparse and brown. We were skunked the first time when we covered a lot of the trails and spent a lot of time in the picnic area where the magpies were supposed to be. Seeing a yellow-billed magpie was one of the whole reasons I wanted to go to California in the first place, so the kids and Russ nicely obliged me with a second visit to the park, but the drought won out and I did not get my bird. We finally left that part of the state to drive up to San Francisco. And on July 12th, when we were driving up Interstate 5 at 70 miles per hour, I finally saw my magpies. I got a clear split-second look, good enough to add it to my life list, but hardly the way I wanted to see this incredible bird. At this point, everyone was tired and cranky, and there was simply no way anyone would have consented to get off at the next exit and drive around looking for them. So that was the only look I had of the yellow-billed magpie for lo these many years. Until just this past weekend, I'd been invited to be a speaker at the Central Valley Birding Symposium, a superb meeting which is held in Stockton, pretty much at the epicenter of the species range. So naturally I accepted, and within minutes of checking into my hotel, I jumped back into my rental car and headed off to a nearby park that was recommended by one of the top California birders. I saw plenty of cool birds there, but not a single magpie during the 2 hours I scoured the place. I was thinking I just did not have good yellow-billed magpie karma and was maybe doomed to never see one again except at high speed, so I went to sleep that night as hungry as if I'd gone to bed without supper. But the California birder suggested another park, so first thing the next morning I headed out and within minutes of parking was surrounded by 18 or 19 yellow-billed magpies. I planted myself on a picnic table to savor them. They were finding big acorns and hiding them under leaves, or at least some of them were. The others were closely following the ones who'd found the acorns, watching exactly where they were cached. The birds hiding them were pretty fussy, putting an acorn under one leaf, cocking their head to study it, then taking it out and looking for a better leaf. Sometimes they'd try 7 or 8 different leaves before they were satisfied that the acorn was well hidden, but the moment they flew off, another bird would fly in to take it out and hide it somewhere else. I don't know when an hour and a half has zipped by so entertainingly and satisfyingly. One of the memories I'll carry with me my whole life is that lovely morning spent in the company of this excellent bird. If you want to see what they look like, check out my webpage at www.lauraerickson.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.